questions surround the Taliban's ability to control Afghanistan following the latest Islamic State K suicide bombing. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A large explosion tore through a Shiite mosque in Kandahar during Friday prayers, killing at least 47. Floyd Robel with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says attacks like these are probably the new norm in Afghanistan.
Islamic militant groups don't always back each other. You know, they are all seeking power. We see them seeking to take control. And so they will play on the fears of people. And the best way to play on the fears of people is to create instability. And the way you create instability is through terrorist attacks like what we're seeing.
Pray for religious freedom in Afghanistan.
Where there's religious freedom, then the gospel can go forward in even greater levels.
And there's one thing Christian parents, no matter where they live, have in common.
Christian parents want to make sure the kids know Jesus intimately. And that's really what Keys for Kids is all about, igniting a passion for Christ in kids and teens and families worldwide.
Greg Yoder is the executive director of Keys for Kids Ministries. Based in the United States, Keys for Kids has plenty of discipleship resources in English for U.S. families. Global Partnerships helps Keys for Kids translate those resources into other languages so that parents around the world can disciple their kids too. There's an immediate need in Russia and Ukraine.
There's a request right now for 70 to 100,000 Keys for Kids during the Christmas season, and we don't have funding for that. There are huge needs, and there aren't enough funds to make that happen. But we know that God, He can do anything.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.